from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen, and the Pony League World Series comes back to Washington County, and joining us is the voice, Lanny Fratteri. Lanny, good morning.
Good morning, Larry, and Paul, thank you for inviting me to be on, and I know that the folks, my friends at Pony League, are most appreciative of you giving them an opportunity to promoted a great event.
Absolutely. This is a terrific opportunity once again to showcase Southwestern Pennsylvania and bring people in this case, from all around the world.
There are 10 teams in the 2024 Princescape Pony League World Series. We have Washington County, we have Mon Valley locally, and then from within the contiguous 48 states, Long Beach, California, Palm View, Texas, Bay County, Michigan, and Bronx, New York. Add to that a team from Puerto Rico, a team from Mexico, a team from Chinese Taipei, and a team from Spain in the 2024 Pony League World Series. It all gets underway, by the way, Larry, tomorrow night with two games, the first one at 4:30 and the second one at 7:30.
Lanny, I didn't know until this morning when I started doing a little rooting around on the internet that PONY stands for Protect Our Nation's Youth.
It does, and it is, of course, a very important element in those of us who believe in baseball and love the game of baseball. And 13 and 14-year-olds, you know, I've been doing Pony League Baseball for about 10 years now, and I'm always amazed at one point during the course of the 6 days of the tournament, I have to stop and remind myself that these are only 13 and 14-year-olds, because after you watch them play a number of games, it is pretty impressive how well they play and, of course, how much respect they show towards the game of baseball.
And for those that don't know, the games are played at Lou Hayes Pony Field in Washington County. So for those that don't know where it is, Lanny, how do they get there?
Well, first of all, there's a good number of people that know that the Pony League headquarters are over near the Wild Things ballpark in Washington, Pennsylvania. But the field is on the other side. It is on the eastern side of Washington. As a matter of fact, the best way, I believe, to get there is if you make that jog down 79, if you're coming from the northern or western part of Pittsburgh. You come down 79, you make the jog like you're going down to Morgantown and Waynesburg, and that first exit at Laboratory. You're looking for Washington Park, and when you make the trek to Lou Hayes Pony Field, you'll be amazed by how quaint this field is. It's a real jewel right there in the middle of Washington Park. So I certainly hope that everybody will have an opportunity to consider coming down to join us at the Pony League World Series. And let me add from a personal standpoint, one of the things I love about doing Pony is a chance to meet a lot of Pirate fans who come up to me, and we share memories of Pirate baseball. And so please, folks, if you come down, I'm sure you'll see me there at the field. Please stop and say hello to me.
Lanny, I see here that they play both in Pony League play, both baseball and softball. Will there be any softball at this tournament?
No, there is not. This is the baseball tournament. And by the way, I want to mention the tournament, which starts tomorrow night, will run through the championship game on Wednesday at August the 14th.
And you can get tickets at plws.org. It all starts tomorrow. It looks good news. Lanny, we're talking with our meteorologist, Joe Lundberg. It looks like if we get rain, it's going to be out of the way, hopefully by afternoon tomorrow, and then a gorgeous weekend ahead. It's going to be spectacular.
Looking forward to it, Larry. And again, to you and Paul, thanks very much for allowing me to come on the show and promote Pony League Baseball.
You got a wonderful passion for baseball, Lanny, and it shows in everything you do.
Yeah, great talking to you, Lanny.
Yeah. Paul, you got another note here.
Hey, hundreds of players in Pony play have gone on to major league careers, including Hall of Famers Tony Gwynn and Cal Ripken Jr. Pony organizes these events for about 500,000 players annually in 4,000 leagues throughout the U.S. and 40 countries. This is a big deal.
It is a big deal. And the voice is Lanny Fratteri, plws.org. Again, Lanny, good luck. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Thanks very much.
You got it. And coming up, a medical breakthrough we want to share with you when it comes to treating Alzheimer's, next on the Big K Morning Show. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And when we talk about breakthroughs in medicine, Alzheimer's has been, you know, a subject that really has challenged a lot of families. It's devastating and anxiety-filled, and looking for some hope. So for the first time in 20 years, new medications are available, but not just to manage symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, but to address the underlying cause. And joining us from Independence Health System is Director of Neurosciences for the System, Dr. Mary Elizabeth Kovacic-Eicher. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I think the four-letter word that people dealing with this want to hear is there's hope. And this represents a substantial breakthrough, correct?
It does, sir. And we're just so excited to be able to offer it here at Independence. For over 20 years, the only medications available were oral medications that people would take each day, but there was no promise in any particular person that that medicine would work. There was a chance. And so people obviously took that chance, and it might slow the disease process over time, but we weren't sure it had any effect on progression to things like disability or requiring care. And now we have infusions that attack what we believe is one of the causes of Alzheimer's disease directly. And it has changed the trajectory of this disease for these patients. It is giving them the hope of more time with their families and more time being themselves.
Doctor, these infusions, how many are necessary and how long does it take to go through it?
That's a great question. So the two medications that are currently on the market, one approved last year and one just approved a few weeks ago by the FDA, are about an hour-long infusion. So the one, Leqembi, that one is an hour, and then the other, Kisunla, is a half an hour, but then you're required to stay on site for a half an hour just to observe in case there's any type of infusion reaction. So the Leqembi is every 2 weeks, and that goes on for an unknown amount of time. Research is still going on, but it has been shown to have effect and continue to help patients out at least 3 years. Then we have the other, which is Kisunla, and that's given once a month. And that is, at this time, the recommendation is to maybe stop that at about 1 year to 18 months after first infusion, because it seems to level out its effect at that time point. But as I said, research is still ongoing, so that remains a bit of an unknown. And the two drugs have different side effect profiles, certainly, that go along with them that weigh into how we make the decision and how the patient makes the decision on what medication is right for them.
We're with Dr. Mary Elizabeth Kovacic-Eicher with the Independence Health System Director of Neurosciences. So I'm sure there are a lot of people listening right now, doctor, that are saying, is my family member, you know, somebody who would be able to take advantage of this new infusion breakthrough?
Absolutely. And we're happy to obviously evaluate them. We have access assured here in our clinics and days saved for patients that might be concerned. It's really important to understand that some change in memory is normal with aging. And so, you know, I often say to my patients, have you ever walked around the house looking for your cell phone while still talking on it? And I do that probably once a day. That not so much a sign of what we call dementia or Alzheimer's disease. We look for more significant changes. Sometimes it's a change in how you perceive the world. Maybe it's a change in not being able to perform daily tasks the same way you used to, or struggling to locate items more often, or maybe mislaying them in very odd locations, maybe finding the remote control in the refrigerator, for instance, or having difficulty balancing your checkbook when that used to be second nature. And so if people are concerned or they have a history of Alzheimer's in their family and they would like to talk through it with someone, we are happy to see them. They can certainly start by talking to their primary care physician and asking for a referral and seeing if it's something they should be concerned about, or they can call us directly for an appointment.
Is the new therapy, doctor, covered by insurance at this time?
It is, and that's been what's been so incredible about these options for patients. So Medicare has really gotten behind it. Commercial insurances are offering coverage. Of course, every patient has the deductible that they always have with whatever particular insurance plan they subscribe to. But as long as they've signed the consents and been entered into a registry so that we can take care of watching over their safety profiles and keeping track of them, then insurances are covering this infusion.
I can hear in your voice, doctor, some excitement and genuine hope that a lot of people have been looking for a long, long time.
Absolutely. And I'm just so excited to be able to offer it locally. I grew up in Blairsville, Pennsylvania, so right outside the city, about an hour, and about 3,500 people. And my parents taught me from a young age that to have a successful and happy life, you needed to really give back to the community and live a life of service. And so from a young age, I always wanted to bring subspecialty medicine back to my community in which I grew up. And now to be able to offer it in the counties that surround Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh itself, all of southwestern Pennsylvania is just, and northern, western, northwest Pennsylvania is just so fulfilling. And it really is accomplishing a dream. And it's such a miracle for patients and their families to have this hope, because so much of dementia and Alzheimer's in particular runs in family. And to know that someday, generations from now, there will be a cure, you know, and that could be soon, because there is so much now and so much excitement around these new medications.
Well, bravo and congratulations to you and your team. We appreciate you bringing this news to us this morning. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you so much.
And you can reach out to Independence Health.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
System, and we thank again Dr. Mary Elizabeth Kovacic-Eicher from Blairsville.
It all starts with an evaluation.
Yeah, and as a board member, I'm excited for everybody around the region, because this is one thing for, as she said, for decades, you just the frustration, but there is hope, and that's what we want to leave you with this morning. Every Thursday, we love to check in with Pittsburgh Magazine's food editor, Christy Graver. Christy, good morning.
Good morning. I heard you talking about top movies of 86, but two other movies that came out in 86, Night of the Creeps, starring Pittsburgh's own Tom Atkins, and The Fly with Jeff Goldblum from West Homestead. So
there's always a Pittsburgh connection. I forgot about Jeff Goldblum in The Fly. He was really good in that.
I was in first grade when that movie came out, and I saw it then, so it still keeps me up at night.
I know. Every time I see a fly, and for some reason I don't see that many flies like I used to as a child. I don't know if there's less flies now or it was another reason, but
lantern flies now.
Now, that's right. Now we got lantern flies, but I always look close to see if I can recognize the fly. Meanwhile, all right, you have five accessories that'll keep you cool. We've experienced a long, hot summer so far, and the dog days of summer are ahead.
Yeah, it's really bad. I only wear black, so it's been a really particularly brutal summer for me. And this week I made the mistake of taking a really long walk outside, and it's so hot, way too hot to do that. So my coworker Jessica has a story about five accessories that'll help you keep cool during the dog days of summer, from Florida approved sun hats to portable neck fans. And you'll probably need them this weekend because there's lots of outdoor activities if you're not stuck in your car in the bridge traffic. So check that out.
They're going to be fixing, they're still working on 51. Then you got the ramp that's closing, the Boulevard of the Allies. We used to joke, you can't get there from here anymore.
You can't, but it's true.
Meanwhile, Pittsburgh's Barrel and Flow Fest is a beer bash, but you say it's more.
It's so much more than that. This is my favorite beer festival, but it's so much more than that. So on Tuesday, the city, the county, and state officials declared the second week of August to be Barrel and Flow Week. So it's not your average beer festival. It's a celebration of Black culture, creativity, and community. It's really great. It's going to be held down in the Strip District, the Stacks at Three Crossings, like way down by like Cinderlands. It's a big outdoor area. And what makes this so special is that local breweries and Black-owned breweries from across the country are paired with artists and musicians, elected officials, and other local businesses to create unique beverages and artwork and just everything. There's live music. It's food and family-friendly activities. I'm bringing my daughter down there. So even if you're not a big beer fan, there's so much to do. And if you don't get down there on Saturday, you can try all of the beers, next week at Mike's Beer Bar on the North Shore. They'll be available. So
steak
something
a,
for everyone.
Steak on a stick down there at Mike's.
Yeah, steak on a stone.
Or stone. What am I saying? On a stick.
Steak on a stick. That, there's a new concept, Larry.
That was what we had in grade school at the cafeteria. It was city chicken or something on a stick.
Yeah, city chicken. Wow.
It was horrible. Meanwhile, I got a quick question as an aside to the beer thing. You know, years ago, way before my time, this region had all these little, breweries, mini micro brews, we call them now, right? And then we went through this period where it was just basically Iron City beer brewed in Lawrenceville, which is no longer there. And you just had all the name brands, you know, the big national brands for a while, and a few locals like Duquesne Beer and other. And then we went through this process where all of a sudden, if you go to Mike's Beer Bar, you realize there are 500 choices of beer.
It is like a phone book, like their beer
menu. That's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Steak on a stone.
But it's fun. Steak on a stone. And they also have a really good wrap. It's called the Sour Yinzer. It has pierogies on it. It's delicious. I had one last week. Right. It made me more Yinzer, so that's possible.
They'll be busy today because we got a day baseball game with the Bucks and Padres. And Mike's is right across the street. All right. On this day in history.
On August 6th, 1928, Andy Warhol was born in Pittsburgh. He lived in Oakland. And if you've never been to his namesake museum on the North Shore, which is right down from Mike's, you could put it on your calendar because it's a really interesting and interactive place. Again, you could bring your kids. It's really fun. The artist died in 1987, and he's buried in St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Cemetery. That's in Bethel Park. And his grave is surprisingly modest, aside from the fact there's a 24/7 live stream on his final resting place. So you could go to the Warhol Museum website, and they have a little thing you could click on and just see Andy's grave and see what he's up to, which is nothing. But it's fun.
I've heard about this. Now I'm curious, who put this camera up that you could just peer in on his grave from anywhere around the world? That's kind of strange.
It's kind of like performance art. I mean, he's still doing it after all these years. Like 1987, he's still going. So I've been there, and it's pretty cool. So it's a nice little slice of Pittsburgh history and pop culture yet again.
And that Andy Warhol Museum on the North Shore is, if not the one of the most popular tourist destinations from people outside of the Pittsburgh area, and really from overseas, they come to see Andy.
It's true. Yeah. And if people perform in Pittsburgh, like musicians, they always stop there and they get their picture taken on the iconic couch. So, it's a really cool thing that connects us to the world.
And I should have said this week, not this day. Yeah, it was August 6th. Today's the 8th. I got you. It's called This Week in Pittsburgh History. I love that section. PittsburghMagazine.com, food editor Christy Graver. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you. Cheers.
Well, the last big-time Olympic wrestler I can remember was Kurt Angle.
Exactly.
Who won gold with a broken neck.
That is still so hard to believe.
It's unbelievable.
How could you not know, you know?
Went to Clarion University, local guy, obviously went on to fame with the WWE and other wrestling entities, and still around the region with his family. But once you're an Olympic champion, man, that's always, imagine, no matter where you go. It's like winning an Oscar if you're an actor. They always introduce you as
Oscar winner.
Right. Yep. Olympic gold medalist, Kurt Angle. So hopefully we'll hear more about a wrestler this time in Paris.
Won two matches so far today and has another one coming up in what they're calling the semifinals, and the finals are tomorrow. Might make it.
And speaking of which, just a side note on the Olympics, Peacock, which is part of NBC, it's their streaming service, they are killing it when it comes to viewership.
In fact, these matches I just mentioned, they're on Peacock. That's where you see them.
Yeah, and it's, for some people, it's, the learning curve is a little bit, you know, if you used to just going to NBC, there are other options like Peacock and how you get all this stuff.
If I want to watch Peacock, which I haven't been doing, but if I want to, I guess what I have to do is get the app on my smart TV first and then have an account. I assume you have to pay a certain amount every month to have the service, right?
Yeah, just like all the other services. Mark Lazarus is the chairman of NBC Universal Media Group, and he says, it's been a real turnaround with several days of competition left. NBC has surpassed, check this out, 17 billion minutes streamed for the Paris Games.
Wow.
Exceeding the streaming minutes for all the previous Olympics combined, to share some level of interest that people have.
Well, for them, it's a big advantage to have this, because in the past, they would have to water it all down into a package that they could run during prime time.
I would think that would be even more difficult to do, because making a decision.
How do you pick which? Yeah, exactly. Just check this price out. As of April of this year, Peacock's offering $7.99 a month if you have the one with ads. But if you want the one without the ads, it's $13.99 a month.
So there you go.
So pretty much like the others.
Hey, while we're here on Earth dealing with all the issues, of which there are many, how about NASA working on backup plans to return two astronauts? Now, you probably forgot about this. They flew to the International Space Station, and they were supposed to be there just 8 days.
Mm.
Now it's going on 8 months after NASA acknowledged that there's serious problems with the capsule, and that's its first flight crew, this Boeing Starliner mm-hmm. spacecraft that was supposed to pick them up.
The concerns are about helium leaks and thruster control. Those are two big deals right there. The astronauts' names are Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, and now they're talking about bringing them back in February of next year. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, can you imagine? Hey, honey, I'm going to be gone for a week. I'm going to the space station. All right.
And the really cruel twist in this story, besides the fact that the astronauts have been marooned, basically, is that Boeing is the contractor on this thing. It's another negative story for Boeing. They're saying that the capsule is safe to fly. NASA is working on its contingency plans, which are not final yet, but it would see Wilmore and Williams coming back on a capsule from a Boeing competitor, SpaceX.
Oh, can you imagine? Yeah. But that's, again, not till February.
Why? My goodness.
What would you do? You talk about, if you have any issues with claustrophobia, can you imagine being in the space station thinking you're going to be there for 8 days,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden they tell you, we got a problem, and it ain't in Houston. We can't come get you. This is, what are they doing? I mean, what do they do every day? Can you imagine? You'd be absolutely out of your mind.
I would assume that there's, they have a plan for keeping people busy. I can't imagine them not doing some scientific work and some research. But still, and I would also say this. If it were me and I were an astronaut and I had the opportunity to stay longer at the ISS, I don't think I would be upset about it. But I'd be interested to hear what they think.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to find out. We will. Coming up in our next hour, there's a lot going on. Steelers game tomorrow night. I mentioned 7 o'clock kickoff at Acrisure. The Houston Texans open the preseason with the Steelers. And if you park on the North Shore, you got to hear about this new app. It's called Spot Hero, like parking spot.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a brand new partnership and venture. And we're going to break the news on that coming up right after your news at 9, Paul.
That's the first I've heard of it right there.
We're breaking the news, which is, we'll try to fix it too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.